You're listening to SBS News.
As a person living with cystic fibrosis, Pia Sapple was eligible for the coronavirus vaccine when doses first arrived in Australia 3 months ago. But despite being part of a group seen as severely immunocompromised, she only managed to get her jab on Saturday. She says cystic fibrosis is the most common life-threatening genetic disease in the country.
If someone with cystic fibrosis gets COVID, it can have really extremely serious long-term effects on our health. You know, for people who are at high risk, so people who are post-transplant or, you know, have low lung function, it could even, you know, lead to death. So it's something to be taken really seriously for us.
Thousands of people with a disability across the country say they feel forgotten in the vaccine rollout, despite being in a priority group. The most up-to-date figures show less than 1,000 people with a disability in residential care have been vaccinated so far. And of those, only 127 are believed to have had their second shot. The numbers are not factoring in those with a disability who organise their own vaccinations. Pia says the statistics are disappointing.
Waiting that time has been really quite stressful, and, you know, people, when they've received the vaccine, they've said that they feel like a lot of relief. You know, they can go back to work or feel safer going back out into the community. So if they had been able to be vaccinated at the beginning of the rollout of Phase 1B, it would have alleviated a lot of anxiety.
Dr. Larissa Roroski is a representative of the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners. She says GPs have spoken to many residential care facilities about the delay.
Many of us have received calls by staff and CEOs of these organisations distressed at the lack of vaccination and actually the lack of information. So not even being aware of when they might anticipate vaccination will occur. We have really failed, I think, in our duty to protect a group that is particularly vulnerable.
On Monday, the evidence of five people about the same issues was presented at an ongoing Disability Royal Commission. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt has defended the government's response and the rollout of Phase 1A.
We set out the 1A as an ongoing program, and each of the programs is ongoing. But when we bring additional people on, it's in line with the capability of the system to manage them. And we certainly want to make sure that we're vaccinating at scale for the nation. So that's in the interests of the nation. And what we're seeing is zero cases in disability. And I think that's a very important national achievement. So we're keeping them safe, but we're also making sure that they'll be safe going forwards.
About 23,000 people are currently in disability care facilities across Australia, and as many of them live with comorbidities that see their mortality rate much lower than the rest of the population. RACGP representative Dr. Roroski says lack of vaccine access for them could be a matter of life and death.
Many people living with cognitive disability have a range of complex medical, behavioural and psychological conditions. And so for all these reasons, it's really important that we prioritise this group and really look at how we can rapidly escalate access.
Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.